Today is May 1st, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com. A man is facing multiple charges for driving erratically at high speeds on I-275, according to a police report from the Boone County Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Philip Ridgel, public information officer for the Boone County Sheriff's Office, said police were alerted to the man by drivers on the highway who called police just after 10 a.m. on Sunday to report a person driving through the highway's median. Ridgel said other drivers on the highway began performing their own rolling roadblocks in an attempt to slow the driver down. According to the report filed on Sunday, callers reported the driver of a black Camry, later identified as 65-year-old Robert Garrison, had been driving through the median of I-275 when he hit a sign. Just 5 minutes later, Boone County Sheriff's deputies spotted Garrison heading eastbound on I-275 near the Indiana border. As deputies watched, Garrison veered out of his lane without a turn signal, so they attempted a traffic stop. Garrison did not slow down and instead kept driving at around 75 miles an hour, veering out of his lane on the highway, according to the report. In that area, the speed limit is 55 miles an hour. As deputies pursued him, the police report says Garrison crashed into the back of a 2023 Honda minivan, damaging the vehicle. Ridgel said no one in the minivan was hurt in the crash. However, Garrison continued driving, finally stopping off the right side of the highway on I-275 East. Deputies wrote in the police report that Garrison did not follow deputies' commands to show his hands. After that, Garrison exited his vehicle and was placed in handcuffs. Deputies noted in the report that Garrison acknowledged he'd been aware of the pursuing officer's emergency lights and sirens, but he could not provide an answer as to why he did not stop. Garrison was taken to the hospital after he was arrested. Deputies said he consented to a blood draw, and while his results have not yet been made available, deputies noted on the police report that they'd suspected drug involvement. After months of setbacks, Newport held a first reading on adopting the Buena Vista Local Historic District. Though the commission won't officially vote on the item until its second reading, the commissioners discussed why they were for or against the district and held an informal vote. Buena Vista is already a National Historic District, and it needs local designation for complete protection. The local designation allows the city to guide homeowners in preservation efforts, prevent exterior changes outside the city's guidelines, and halt unnecessary demolitions that may threaten the neighborhood's structural integrity. The effort to designate the district has faced hurdles along the way, but with it being sent back to the Historic Preservation Commission in November and the Newport Commission tabling the item in March, both due to potential legal issues. This proposed district would consist of 1,272 homes between the north end of West 8th Street and the south part of West 12th Street, the west ends of Brighton and Lowell Streets, and the east side of Putnam and York Streets. The City of Florence is seeking volunteers for its 2024 Memorial Day Parade, which will take place Monday, May 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Boone County High School. The city needs help with the following positions: parade lineups, check-in, parade staging, and pace coordination. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact the city's community service coordinator, Victoria Riley, at victoria.riley@florence-ky.gov. That's going to wrap things up for May Day, May 1st, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lincoln KY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.